It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Milwaukee Bucks have traded superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Miami Heat in a blockbuster deal that marks the end of an era for Wisconsin's NBA team.
Antetokounmpo and forward Bobby Portis are headed to Miami. The team will receive four players and a bunch of draft picks and swaps in return.
Antetokounmpo is the most accomplished player in Bucks history, leading the team in multiple stats, including points, assists, rebounds, blocks, and steals. He led the team to an NBA championship in 2021, the second in franchise history.
Eric Naim is a senior writer for The Athletic, covering the Milwaukee Bucks. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It feels like we've been on Giannis watch for months, years. It feels like decades, honestly, Eric. But this time it seemed like it was going to be inevitable. It was going to happen. Why now?
I think it just got to a point where the organization for years had made the priority. They just prioritized the idea that we are going to do everything in our power to compete for championships with Giannis Antetokounmpo as our best player. And to do that, they needed to trade a lot of draft picks, and they needed to trade away a lot of young players, and they needed to keep doing things that brought stars into Milwaukee so that Giannis would want to stay, that Giannis felt as though the team could compete. And I think they had the wherewithal right now to do it. You know, they had three first-round picks that they could have gone down that path one more time. And I think with the injuries that Giannis has suffered over the years, I think with his age, with next year being his 14th season, I think they just got to a spot where they did not believe it was prudent any longer to go down that path and to keep trying to extract a little bit more out of their contention window and instead try to make something that prioritized their future a little bit more and try to get them back to a healthier place as an organization. And that was ultimately trading Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I think in kind of coordination, conjunction with that is, you know, Giannis had, you know, signaled behind the scenes, or his representation at least had signaled that he wasn't really going to be willing to sign another long-term extension in the city of Milwaukee. And he would have been able to do that on October 1st. This would have been the last year of his contract in Milwaukee. And I think the Bucks, hearing that, couldn't risk the idea that if we make one more desperation move and Giannis does not like it, we can't risk him just walking out of Milwaukee at the end of the season and us not getting anything for him. So they decided to make the move and move on and kind of end the Giannis Antetokounmpo era.
And Eric, you just talked about the Bucks' motivations and this concept. I think that it's clear that the Bucks are not going to win another championship while Giannis is still playing. From the Giannis Antetokounmpo perspective, it seems like it was clear to him that, hey, if I want to win another championship, it's not going to be with the Bucks. Do I have that about right?
Yeah, I think those things could always change, right? But I think when it became clear that the Bucks were not going to make any more of those moves, that, you know, they weren't going to trade their first round picks at the trade deadline, and they weren't going to trade their first round picks when this offseason started, that they kind of just got to a spot where it, from his perspective, it didn't appear as though the organization, despite hiring a new coach, and I think he believes a lot in Taylor Jenkins, the roster just wasn't going to need to be where it needed to be to get him into position to win another championship. And I think that might have been a challenge or something that was interesting, you know, a mountain to climb, let's say, when he was younger. But now that he's gotten a little bit older, I don't know that he can do it in the same way. And I think this season was a bit of that realization that, you know, even when he was healthy and he was playing, it was a lot to try to get this team in position to win games. And it's a little bit harder to do when, you know, you're 31 years old as opposed to when you're 21 years old or you're 25 years old.
You mentioned new coach Taylor Jenkins, and from the outside, it might look like, well, gosh, this is a big rug pull for this fella. He's thinking he's coming in and coaching Giannis. He isn't. What do we understand about the expectations that the club were setting him up for?
Yeah, I think I think his contract and the length of it, you know, it's 6 years long. It pays him, you know, somewhere near the top five salaries of coaches in the NBA. I've long thought of it as a bit of a tax to the Bucks that, you know, they couldn't guarantee to Taylor Jenkins that Giannis was gonna be on the team. And maybe they had already even told Taylor, like, hey, Giannis not gonna be on the team. We're gonna do this rebuilding thing. And I think the tax that they paid was a longer contract and a bigger contract to give Taylor that security to know that, hey, if this is going to be more of a rebuilding situation, we got your back. We believe in you. We want you here. We believe you're the kind of guy that can develop players and build us up back into the team that we want to be, if that's the path that we end up going down, or if, you know, we trade for a guy like Jaylen Brown that the Celtics had put on the table for Giannis, that they could also win with Taylor Jenkins. So to me, I don't think Taylor would necessarily be surprised with all of this. You know, the Bucks made sure to go down to Memphis, where he previously resided, very early in this process, you know, just 2 days after the regular season was done. Ownership was down there. They met with him and his family for a long time. I think all of those questions would have been answered for Taylor. And I don't think this would have necessarily come as a surprise. Obviously, I think he would have loved the opportunity to coach one of the best players in the world. But I don't think it was a surprise to him that that might not end up being the case.
Talking to Eric Name with The Athletic, covering the Milwaukee Bucks, looking at the end of the Giannis Antetokounmpo era in Milwaukee. A quick look at that future for the Bucks now. There are lots of draft picks, not just this year, but numbers starting with 2030, 2031 draft picks. This is a future-oriented, a rebuilding-oriented trade, it looks like.
Yeah, I think it's tough to kind of square up the complete picture, just because the Bucks don't have control of their draft picks until 2030. So it is a right now, because of all the win now trades that they had made with Giannis, you know, they did all of that and kind of stripped down all their draft picks. So now you get out to 2030, where a lot of those picks come in. Obviously, there's one tonight, which is nice for the Bucks, number 13 in this year's draft. So the Bucks will have 10 and 13 tonight in the first round of the NBA draft. But to go from, you know, this year trying to figure out what they're going to do, rebuilding, trying to figure out who some players are going to be, develop those guys, all of a sudden you can get to 2030, and then maybe you will have a whole wealth of picks. And I think one thing that we've seen in this league is that you might end up suffering through some tougher times. But if you can be one of the teams that stacks up a lot of draft picks, you can change your fortunes very quickly. And you can change your fortunes through landing a great lottery pick. You can change your fortunes through combining a number of those assets and then trading them for a superstar as well. So you are right. It is a little bit further out there in the future, which I think surely has to make the organization a little bit uncomfortable, knowing that they don't have maybe the talent base that they used to have. But I think that's a big part of why they brought Taylor Jenkins in, was, you know, to try to have one of the best coaches on the market and hopefully have someone that can get more than expected out of, let's say, a group of underdogs, a group of young guys.
Eric, I'm going to switch gears here. Warning, we're going to go from sports to feelings. Now, when legends like Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers left the Packers, some bad blood along the way. What is your sense now of the tone? Since everybody seemed to know this was coming, it doesn't seem to me anyway, Eric, like this is a bad blood kind of situation.
Yeah, man, I think it always turns to that. That's just kind of the internal response we all have to it. But, you know, I wrote this in my initial story about kind of what I learned and what I saw in his years here. And I just think when you walk around downtown Milwaukee, you see the gray 2021 NBA champions hat. You see the white championship t-shirt. You see Bucks green. You see black Bucks shirts. You see people wearing Bucks stuff. And as someone who grew up here, That just wasn't really a thing. It was the Packers, and maybe it was the Brewers a little bit, and certainly it was the Badgers, or if you're in Milwaukee specifically, Marquette. But the Bucks just didn't have that cool factor. People weren't excited to see you on the street and talk to you about the Milwaukee Bucks, and that's what it was like once Giannis ascended to MVP status. And it's kind of cool that it happened. His first MVP year is Mike Budenholzer's first year in Milwaukee. It's the first year in Fiserv Forum. It's all of these things kind of coming together. It's the Deer District being built. It's all of this in Milwaukee where everyone came together, and people are wearing Bucks stuff. When they win a championship, their first one in 50 years, there's 100,000 people in the Deer District. I believe they had to say the estimate was much lower to keep the fire department happy, but I'm telling you, that was 100,000 people outside of that place. And the same thing with the parade. And I just don't know how, even if there are hurt feelings, even if it is going to be sickening for Bucks fans to watch Giannis in a Miami Heat jersey, I just don't think you can get rid of all of those memories. And I don't think you can get rid of all of the good times that everyone here in Milwaukee shared because of the Bucks' greatness, but largely because of Giannis's greatness, because of his ability to take the Bucks to a place that they hadn't been in 50 years. Like, I know there will be hurt feelings, and I know it'll be hard for people to see, but I can't imagine thinking about this as anything other than a really magical time in Milwaukee, and it being because of that man.
And that's a great place to leave it. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us.
Of course, thanks for having me.
That's Eric Names, senior writer for The Athletic, covering the Milwaukee Bucks. We've been talking about the trade deal that ends the Giannis era in Milwaukee. Your reactions, share them with us. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.